Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we journey back to Greece, where we have been so many times before, to look at the Greek debt crisis, and the austerity program imposed on Greece and accepted by Greece in return for the European Union and European Central Bank extending their debt obligations. But today, we're going to discuss claims raised by Greece that Germany still owes Greece reparations for crimes committed during the Nazi occupation of Greece during World War II. Is there anything to this claim, or is it just Greece using it as a smokescreen to cover its inability or unwillingness to pay its debts and follow through on economic reforms? First, a little background. In October 1940, the Nazi ally, Italy, fascist Italy, invaded Greece. The date of the refusal of Greece to basically surrender to the Italians, that date is now a national holiday in Greece. The Greek army was a strong opponent in the mountains of northern Greece. They drove the Italians back and actually occupied parts of Albania, which the Italians had previously conquered. The Italian defeat caused Hitler great consternation. He had to interrupt his plans for Operation Barbarossa, the invasion of Russia, to come to the aid of his ally, Italy, his friend, Benito Mussolini. Germany invaded through Bulgaria and Yugoslavia into Greece and overwhelmed the Greek army. The Nazi occupation was brutal and lasted until October 1944. A system of tight control was put in place, which resulted in widespread shortages and starvation among the Greek people. To suppress partisan resistance, Nazi troops carried out numerous massacres in villages across Greece, including the village of Destono, where on June 10, 1944, the Waffen-SS wiped out the village, killing 214 men, women, and children in retribution for a partisan attack. Many people died of starvation, especially in Athens. In all, about 40,000 people died during the occupation. Greece was in financial collapse when the Nazis were finally forced out. The Germans extracted the, quote, cost of the occupation from the Greek economy, but they forced the Greek central bank to make an interest-free loan of 476 million marks to support German military efforts. So the Germans forced the Greek economy to pay the cost of their suffering. Following the end of the war and of Nazi Germany, Greece was among the 23 nations awarded compensation as part of the 1946 Paris Conference on Reparations. Greece received about 7% of the total award. The payment was apparently intended to be just symbolic and did not reflect the real claims of the Greek government. The German nation was completely destroyed by the war and had no ability whatsoever to pay anything. The Greeks now claim that their war claims were never fully paid. The West soon turns its attention to efforts of resistance to Soviet expansion rather than compensation from a destroyed Germany. The Greeks say they have two separate claims, one for the hundreds of destroyed villages and thousands of civilians executed, and one for the huge sums looted from the Greek central bank. The reparation treaties have always dealt with them as one problem until Germany's reunification in 1990. The timeline goes something like this. 1945, Paris Conference awards symbolic compensation to Greece. 1953, London Agreement, European countries agree to grant German debt relief. 1960, Greek-German bilateral agreement. West Germany agrees to pay $67 million and does pay to Greece and individual Greek victims of the Nazi occupation. 1990, the 2+4 treaty, the Allied nations, including Greece, renounce all rights they formerly held in Germany. According to the Germans, this settles both claims. It was for the purpose of allowing German reunification. The Greeks, however, continued to press the two claims separately. In 1997, Greece's highest court ruled that Germany must pay damages, and it brought the case to the International Court of Justice, which rejected it in 2001. 2012, Greece formed a commission, which is still ongoing, a commission to investigate the claims of Nazi reparations. Like so many things, the reparation claims are so convoluted and have gone through so many hands, it's hard to decide who has done what. One thing seems clear, though. For many years, the U.S. government paid Greece to let the reparations claims slide, so West Germany at first and then a reunited Germany could recover and get back on its feet financially. The Eurozone crisis and the unpayable Greek debt, which now must be paid, has brought all this to crisis stage again. You know what they say about debt that can't be paid, folks. It won't be paid. Greece, led by its new government, is in a real bind here. It needs funds to pay maturing debt, debt that matures this month. And it will soon be out of options. It will most likely require very painful measures to gain additional funding and extensions of its debt maturity from its creditors, the chief being Germany and the German banks. The new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, is threatened even in his own Syriza party. He has to do something to resolve this, so he appears strong in negotiations. Anti-German rhetoric might feed to the nationalist Greek sentiment. The Nazi reparations issue is a way to weaken his opposition's argument and make it appear that Germany, too, is a debtor. It does not have clean hands in this argument, in other words. It is a debtor in default of its debts. Finally, folks, the Nazis were the worst, obviously. But Germans alive today are just people who happen to live in that country. They are not the people who did the damage in Greece. Treaties have, or so it seems, covered the war reparations issue before. At least that's the way it seems to me, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.